Are you ready for the word? 1 Timothy 6. You see, that's a new text. Yeah. You're right. 1 Timothy 6. I don't know how long we're going to take this for. But we're going to take it. And we are going to see how it goes. 1 Timothy 6. Verse 12. Yeah. A new teaching. We start a new one. And then on Sunday, we start a new one. We'll see how that goes. Amen. We trust the Spirit of the Lord to breathe into us once again. Amen. And to cause us to move. Yeah. It's time to move. So I want to talk on a fighting spirit. Amen. What I call it? You like to fight? A fighting spirit. You know, it's beautiful how God's word is new every day. I've been teaching for a few days, and sometimes I look at my notes of unpreached sermons yet. I see how many things I've not said, how many things we're still studying to teach in many years to come. And how many you've already preached over 1,000 sermons already. And then you wonder how much the Holy Ghost has got to give. And more instructively, you wonder how many of it we've taken. But that's not for today. 1 Timothy 6 verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, where you have been called and you have confessed a good confession, or some versions say professed a good profession before many witnesses. Look at the words there. Fight. Lay hold. There's a meeting, I attended in Ibadan some years ago. Lay hold. Pastor, I forgot his name now. Pastor Tope, yeah. I think he's in Kaduna now. Great man of God. You know, that is lay hold. I mean, if you go to the meeting, you know you're laying hold. So Paul is telling Timothy, who is his son, and he says, fight. Lay hold. Confess. It says, I give you charge in the sight of God, who quickens all things before Jesus Christ, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. Fight. That's what I'm saying, fight. Have you seen fighters before? I mean, not physical fighters. I was in fighters before. People who don't give up. I know one. Myself. But I know someone who fights a lot. I mean, I've seen this brother go through a lot. And every time we get to talk, not in this church, before he says, who is the person? Is he Broadway? Is he Broshi? You know. Broshi, you laughed. I said, Broshi, you don't fight. Yeah. And every time we get to talk, sometimes I'm desirous of that spirit. I'm a fighter myself, but you know this brother fights. And Paul is telling Timothy, he says, don't let it go too fast. Fight. Fight the good fight of faith. There's a spirit of a fight, or a spirit of a fighter. Not just spiritually, if you are going to make it in anything in life, you fight. Not just spiritually. But Paul is saying a faith fight. Fight the good fight of faith. There's a faith fight. Those who don't fight it, they lose by default. You just lose. You won't lose.
Amen.
Fight. Take it. Many of us fought as kids, right? I can't remember the last time I got into a physical fight. It's going to be at least 15 years now. No, not it can't be of 20 years. I don't do physical fight. I'll walk away. You beat me. Amen. But don't be so assuming. I watch a lot of wrestling growing up. Amen. So I can actually pull some things. I told my wife one day, I said, I know the best I can beat. And that's the truth. And that's the beauty of being a good fighter. You size people up. Sometimes you can be wrong. Amen. You size people up. I can beat this one now. And oftentimes I'm not. I'm always right. Hallelujah. But I don't get into physical fight. In fact, if I see people fighting on the road, if you know me, I walk. If I'm walking, I walk as fast as possible. Anything fight, I don't do. But there's a spirit of a fighter that you cannot afford not to have. Paul is telling Timothy, fight. Fight. Take it. Lock your jaw. You know how this children fight? That's what I'm going to. Yeah, you cross your leg around the person. How many know what I'm talking about? You cross your leg. You cross your hand. We are going to get to the mud and I'm going to defeat you. And that's the picture I have in my head. Cross your leg. Lock your jaw. Have you beaten someone before? Your teeth, with your teeth. How many of you have done that before? Let me see your hands. How many of you did that after you were 15? Princess, raise your hand now. It was you actually that came to my mind when I said it. So just raise your hand. You know, you lock your teeth. Fight. I won't talk about fighting. A lot of people don't have that spirit. And God will have us fight. There's this nonsense ideology. I know I've spoken about it. It's a quest, sera, sera. What will be, will be. What will be, will be. If it is mine, it will be mine. If it is not mine, it will not be mine. I don't know. I don't fight for things. Things just happen. Whatever happened to me is God's will. No, that you are a dunce. You are dunce. There is nothing like that. Why do you eat? Because you have to live, right? Why not say, food will come to me. I don't have to eat. I don't have to put anything in my mouth. If God wants me to be alive, even if I don't eat, even if I don't drink water, I'll be fine. No. Oh, the entire family is going to Abuja for a function. If it's God's will, I will find myself in Abuja. I don't need to take a flight. I don't need to take the train. I don't know if we have a train from Lagos to Abuja, but I don't need to take the train. I don't need to take a flight. I don't need to take the bus. If it's God's will for me to be at the wedding, quest sera sera, right? How stupid does that sound? That means I wake up on the wedding morning. The other day we went for Bro Ayo's wedding at Ibadan. Imagine me saying, whatever will be. If it's God's will for me to go there or to be there, I don't have to sew clothes. I don't have to buy the shoe. And I don't have to transport myself. What will just happen is I will meet myself in the church. Right? Because whatever will be, it's a stupid statement. There are things you fight for. Lord, teach us to fight. No, on Sunday we said, teach us to pray. Teach us to fight. You take transport. You go to school. You don't just become a doctor, a lawyer, agency banker. You go to school, amen. You eat because you got to leave. First Peter 5. Are you learning something? A fighting spirit. In 1 Peter 5, Peter gives a warning to the church. Verse 8. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walks about, seeking whom he may devour. Be sober, be vigilant. Things are not as simple as they look. Be sober, be vigilant. And he tells you, in case you don't know, you have an adversary. I love that old song. Christian, don't rest yet. Hallelujah. Don't seek rest yet. I love the Yoruba version. Christian, mighty wise in me. Amen. Don't look for it yet. Don't look for the rest. Right now, be sober. Be vigilant. Your adversary, as a roaring lion, is looking for whom to devour. But look at verse 9. So, you know, there are folks who say, I don't like fighting. I just leave everything to God. And that sounds pious. That sounds religious. It sounds like I'm just trusting God. I don't fight for anything. God brings things my way. That's a Polish way to say I like losing. And I don't like losing. I don't lose. Peter says, you watch. You fight. In verse 9, he now tells you what to do. You're not just watching for watching's sake. Don't forget, the Bible teaches us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. So you watch, you fight, you take ownership. But 9 says, whom you will resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions accomplished in your brethren die in the world. Look at that. It says, your adversary, you must resist him steadfastly in the faith. Don't do it a little bit. You resist steadfastly. How long do you fight someone whose hands are locked on your neck? How long? For how long? A little bit? Huh? Have you watched those Nollywood movies where someone puts a pillow? Put a pillow on the person's just to deny them of oxygen, right? Suffocate, whatever you want to use. How long does the person fight? You just go. Do you want to kill me? Don't kill me now. Is that what you do? You fight, yeah? Legs, hands, noise, shout, anything you can get. How long do you fight when someone's hands are locked around your neck? Till they stop. So you're fine. Pause his fight. Fight. Fight steadfastly. We don't war after the flesh. So this fight is not physical. I know there are joints in the body of Christ where you see some physical things. And, you know, I've seen people take canes to church before. Say, we are fighting the devil. I've been in a meeting like that before myself. I remember my mom. I don't know how she got that church. I don't know how she got that church. You say, there's a meeting we go to today, and every place she's going to, every church, every mountain, I go. Women's meeting. Sisters weekend. I am there. And so I said, which one is this one again? She said, you must learn. This one's the dupe spiritual warfare. She said, oh, our own church in God. And we do spiritual, but these ones, that's their only calling. So I knew what to expect. So when we got there, I knew it was their only calling, spiritual warfare. Because I saw everybody with cane. Mankere. Tutu. Broom. And one other thing. In the pure water or something. As I enter church, everybody just puts it beside them. Mankere broom. Water. Mankere broom. Water. Like public school. So when the pastor came, tall, very well charged, ready. We're about to fight the devil. In my head, I never thought the pancreas was for the devil. The cane. Because, how come? I'm not seeing the devil here. Say, you will beat the floor. See, this is some gymnastics, man. Everybody said, "We, my mom gave me one. Oh yeah, no issue. No issue. Beat the devil." So I went. I saw one brother that looked like the devil. That's fine. But he was also beating the devil. So I was laughing. My mom slapped me. I was laughing. Because it was funny. Someone in my head told me, he said, I said, then go beat you tomorrow for school. And true to God, I had not done my assignment. So the possibility was there. As I did the first one, he said, aha, intro tech. So I went, and the folks who do that, you know, we stone the devil. And that's all cute. But you can take a lesson from that. They are fighting for something. You're not just going to say, you know what we happen, we happen. It's not like I'm God's precious apple. I'm apple in God's eyes. If you like the pineapple, you've got to fight. The victory is for those who fight. You fight for your family. You fight for your health. You fight. Amen. That fighting spirit. There's a spirit in this age that encourages docility. That encourages, no, just leave it. No, you fight. That's why we have a lot of marriages crashing. Because people are not willing to fight for the family. They're not willing to fight for the union. At the slightest storm, they go, see, me, I cannot kill myself for a man. Which is true. Me, no man can steal my peace. Nice. Cute. But you made a promise to each other. Or are you guys joking? Because everybody just reads the same things. We just want to get the church stuff so that we go to reception. We do, it's a very wise dance. So we dance. We feel like bad boys. Did you mean what you said? He said, for better or for worse. In sickness and in health. Have you? Say it now. What else do you say? Buffet. What else do you say? Amen. Bro, oh, welcome. Oh, you cannot remember. Hey, why come? You did it 2 weeks ago. If you cannot remember what you said 2 weeks ago, you are in trouble. What did you say? What are the things you said? In sickness and in health?
Rich and poorer.
Rich and poorer. I'm listening.
Sickness and in health.
I just said that. I said that.
That's like three.
You said two. Sickness and health, rich and poorer. For better, for worse. You didn't say many things. So. You didn't say many things. Why? You know, you see all of that. Then when the robber eats the road, because the robber will eat the road. When the going now gets started, because there will be things that will challenge that marriage. Then you train the tower. I cannot. No! You fight for it. You must have that fighting spirit. Fight for your finances. I don't know how I got to this debt. Everything. Bese. You know Bese? Bese is not Greek word though. Oh, Ninja Bese. Bese is debt. your own. Lako. Easy money. Ope. Pampi. Fight for your finances. Don't just give it. Don't say anything that wants to happen should happen now. I cannot keep myself. When are you going to fight? When are you going to fight for your health? I was reading a study sometimes earlier this year, around January. Was it January we're looking at School of Healing, right? Was it January or February? January, yeah. So when we're doing School of Healing, I was reading some reports. Psychoneuroimmunology. It's an association. Psychoneuroimmunology Association. America, they conducted some studies around the relationship between people who are willing to fight and the occurrence of healing from cancer. And the study showed that, of course, there was no scientific backing behind it, but they felt that's why the psychological part comes in. That people were willing to fight for their lives. A larger percentage of them stayed alive. This is not a mockery on those who probably died, even though they were optimistic and believing. That's not it. That's not what I'm talking about. But people who had a fighting spirit had a higher chance of survival. I remember there was a patient I was managing some years ago in Luther. It was bad. She was a photographer. She had an accident. And it was bad. So she was taken away from ICU to the ward when she was stable. And I had the opportunity of meeting her at home. And it was with my colleague that was in charge. And the chats were not really encouraging. You know, the documentation of different units were not really encouraging. In fact, it was said that they might have to transfer her back to the ICU again. Just for her to be stable again. And as we were going, she said something to my colleague. He said, I'm not going to die. So my colleague thought she was asking a question that, am I going to die? She said, you know, you're not going to die. I said, no, that's what I'm telling you. She said, I'm not going to die. She said, I'll walk out of this place. You know, this person saying, I'll walk out. Multiple fractures. Rib was fractured. If you're a medical person, you know what I'm really talking about. We had punctures in the lungs. Different things. Multiple fractures. The tibia comminuted. I said, I'm going to walk with my own knowledge. I'm saying, if you use a wheelchair and you go out, we should have a testimony. Amen. That was what I was saying. He said, I'm going to walk out of this place. I'm going to say, yes, I like that you say positive. He said, I'm telling you what will happen. She invited me for a wedding some years ago. Because I took that personal, so I started going to the ward. Just to check on her every day. How are you? So you came to check on me again. And every day she was getting better. Men and brethren, she walked out of that place. Walked herself. It took some months, but she did walk out of that place. You fight. In the same vein, I've seen people on the ward. Of course, I don't practice again that much. But I've seen people on the ward. They'll tell you, if this is the end, let it be. I'm a fighter. Hey! I'm a fighter! Fight. There's a fight of faith. There's a fighting spirit every believer must cultivate. Look at Proverbs 18. I'll just show you something. So when I read that article, maybe I'll share it if I'm led to. You know, I had to sit back and say, does God's word support this? In Proverbs 18 verse 14. The spirit of a man will sustain is sickness. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? And a five version will say, the spirit of a man, we see him through his pain. Proverbs 18:14. That means I can fight with my spirit. There's a fighting spirit. Fine. There's been a diagnosis. Something has been said. But are you just going to leave that? Are you going to say, oh, well, sera. I hate that phrase. I don't like it. What will be, will be. You know, after all, you only live once. Why do you want to make that one life miserable? If the bird is yours, even if it flies away, the bird will come back to you. Bird, though. Cage the bird. Amen. If the bird is not yours, when it flies away, I don't want it to fly away. I want the bird. The bird came to me in the first place. Oti Daron. I want the bird. I will cage the bird. Because I'm a fighter. I don't set out to lose. In every sphere of my life. It leads me to war. It leads me to fight. Amen. Are you with me this evening? The spirit of a man will sustain him through pain. I say, hey, God will get me through it. Well, he will, but you must have a fighting spirit yourself. You are not just here to get to heaven one day. No, you're here to fight. That's why that old hymn says, Ijadokmi ogun sitan. We are moving towards December, so you hear a lot of things I can't say in English, so I would have to say them in a way that gets to me. Amen. There will be a time where you say the fight is finished. You're going to sit your sword. But for now, we are fighting. We are at war. The psalmist says, he leads me to battle. He teaches my hand to war. That was how we described God. He teaches my hand to fight. There is no victory against the devil without us fighting. He's defeated. You fight to see that. You wake up every day and you say, you know what, I'm not giving in today. So many people in depression, you know, don't know what to do. Because they will just not stand up to fight. Fight. James says, resist the devil. That means you have a role to play. You don't say, God is going to do it for me. Fight. How many times do we see in the scriptures? Fight. Stand. Having done all to stand. Stay. Resist. That means I have to take responsibility. I have to be strong mentally. Don't allow depression. Fight. People just get depressed. You know? You just get moody. Suicidal. Why? Because there's just why am I here? What's the purpose of life? Don't be a Christian that takes pride in being pitied. Refuse to be pitied. I understand when people are, when people have empathy towards you, you know, it's a different thing. But, I mean, constantly wanting pity sets you up for defeat. Don't be the one that has been pitied every time. Hey, sorry, oh. So you feel better. Because someone told you sorry. I don't want to be told sorry. why would I want to be sorry, everything will get well, everything will be better. Fine, it's a good thing to hear, everything will be better. No! I want to fight! news is not too good. Yeah, the report is not too nice. Yes, what I'm seeing is not really, really great. So what do? You just give up. You just, no fight. It's worth fighting for. Fight. It's worth fighting for. Fight. Don't allow sadness and unhappiness. Fight it. Every day, you just find out that you're getting constantly moody, constantly. I understand the happenings around are not too encouraging. Why not go fight in the place of prayer? Why not fight with everything you've got? You know what? I'm going to take my CV, I'm going to take my bag, and I'm going to walk into offices. By the time I'm done walking, the bird will be caged. Amen. If it's mine to come, it is not mine. It is not mine. How many times have you said that? That last bed was not yours. The other bed, that colorful one, was not yours. The bed that now stay with you is vulture. The one that did not fly, that did not go, it cannot fly. You know, I want the prettiest of birds. So I will cage the bird. Your family deserves happiness. Fight for it. Fight the good fight of faith. Just laying foundations here. Amen. Fight the good fight of faith. That's what Paul said. All things are possible to those who quit, right? Huh? To those who believe. All things are possible. Let me tell you something. Let's think about something. You wake up. You've got two kids. Or two issues. And you wake up in the house and you find a big python. Are you going to run away, leave your kids in the house, leave your belongings, and never return to the house because you saw a big python? What do? Some will take a stick, right? And some will call up someone else. It's fine. Anyone. It's still part of fighting. You call someone else. Egg by me, which is fine. But do you just say, hey, python, Jesus, take padlock. You lock the house and you run away. Is that what you do? Huh? So you see a python in the house. Your kids are in there. Your car key is in there. Your certificate. Everything you have worked for. Your phones. NIN. NMN. CIN. Everything is inside. Are you going to lock the house because there's a python there? Or you're going to fight for your house? Huh? So why do we, at the slightest inconvenience, drop the fight? Teach us to fight. Teach us, Lord. See, you're not finished yet. You won't be finished. Fight. All things are possible to those who fight. You don't tell the snake. You don't see a snake in your hands and say, let your will be done, Lord. It's a python. A python! On your three-seater. He's doing python dance. Python dance is a military term. I think there was Buhari that used it. 2016 or 2017. How many of you are aware of the python dance? Okay. You see, we dance that one. So you see a python on three seater. Will you say, Lord, your will be done. If it's your will that this python swallow all of us, let the bird fly. If it's mine, the python is not mine. Amen. If you've got a pistol, I didn't say a pistol. If you got a pistol, you use it on the python. Let someone preach animal rights to you later. Hallelujah. You know, why are you killing such a non-poisonous animal? Is that what he told you? Oh, so the apostle said one snake. He said, we just killed this in our community. He said, why did you kill a non-poisonous? He's just there. It's part of nature. Nature. I've not seen a snake before. You are the one that's just telling me it's not poisonous. I should have asked the snake, are you poisonous or not? MCQ. True. False. Are you poisonous? The way you're looking green. Kill the snake. Amen. Find out later if it's poisonous or not. You don't ask for God's will when a cobra is staring at you. You fight for your life. Paul says to Timothy, if there's no fight, he won't tell you to fight. This is Paul talking to Timothy, who was eventually pastor in the church in Philippi. And Ephesus. God's not church in Philippians. I'm going to send Timothy to you. Then he was pastor in Ephesus. He says, Timothy, you will fight. People think ministry is just, you know, go there, we sing songs, we have a nice time, we listen to pastor, and then everything just changes. You know, I get married, I have my kids, and then we are happily ever after. That will happen to you. Amen. Yeah. But you see, the in-betweens is that there is a fight. There are times you fight for your call. There are times you fight for the right to preach. There are times you fight for the right to pray. You fight. You keep fighting. I've been teaching in this church for about 8 years. It's all fight. Many fights behind the scene. You fight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Learn something? You fight. The leper said, why are we sitting here till we die? See, let's go into the town. What's the worst that will happen? They see us, they kill us. I say, what's the other option? We sit here and we die. You know the story, right? When Elijah prophesied that a bag of rice would be sold for 10 naira. And they were laughing. Elijah said, okay, you will see it, but you know it of it. I think that's harsh. But Elijah, amen. So you will see it, but you know it of it. I used to use that in secondary school. Once you ask me break time, I just say, First Kings chapter. You can find out what is there. So you say, your eyes shall surely see it. That's a potato in my hand. We always call it isn't easy. You met it, Abby? It's easy. I think they are still calling it easy. It isn't easy. Because that woman's pepper on that potato. As you're eating, it isn't easy. At some point we say, it ain't easy. You know? I said, your eyes will see. You know? The lepers, they made that happen. Bible says that they were journeying towards the camp. The Syrians thought war was happening. They fled. They were hearing the march of a mighty army. Who were coming? 10 lepers. But they could have died in hunger. But one of them said, why are we sitting here till we die? You must fight. I said, it goes, we'll be done. You know, this is my family. We just started. You know, this is my health. It has been there for a while. You know, this is my finances. No, it's not everybody that will make it in life. Why are you not part of the people that will not? Amen. Why would you just choose? I've told you before, poverty and riches are not the fruit of the spirit. Amen. But me, I know which one I want to, as both of them are not fruit of the spirit, and both of them are not fruit of the flesh. I know what I want.
I don't care about one useless bird that is flying away. I know what to cage. If it's your bird, it will fly. You come back. Bird that someone else has caged somewhere else. While you are waiting for the bird to come back, wanting to roast the bird. Hallelujah. It's all funny now. Fight. Have that fighting spirit. That spirit that does not give up, say. Are you with me? It causes us to strive to triumph. Always, always, always. See, people can help you, but they can't fight all the time for you. They can't do all the fight for you. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late to pick up your sword and fight. Are you listening to me this evening? Let me tell you something. Look up. For those of you who are serious in ministry, Jesus did his ministry in 3.5 years. How much can change in 3.5 years? I've been preaching and teaching for probably just a little over a decade. Jesus did 3.5 years. Fight for your ministry. Take it by the scruff of the neck. And he said, you know what? It's either I win or I win. Life will be changed. See, people will get better. See, there are people that God has sent to you that Broegi will never reach. There are people God has sent to you that is Baba Deboye will not see. The impact on their life is in your hands. There are people that are yours to bless. They are yours to change. Fight for them. Not every day you're just going, you know, as I'm teaching, in fact, to pray sometimes. Fight! You do baby shark, you do too much. Too much of baby. You're not a doll. You're not a teddy bear. Try to fight. The devil's own is to come and suggest some things to you. You know what? This ministry thing. What you can do is you can take a break for like 10 years. By the time you are more mature, you have more money. So you just support missionaries all around the world. You don't need to do it yourself like that. Resist the devil. Fight. Paul says to Timothy, this is Timothy, says, fight the good fight of faith. He's telling me there's something to fight for. Timothy, you will get to a corner. You have to bring out your sword. You will get to some point, you would have to use a gun. You would have to lock your hands. You have to cross your legs. You have to stay locked in. Ministry is not a bed of roses. Even roses have thorns. There are times, there are years, there are months, there are weeks where you just have to fight. Paul tells his own disciple, Who is Timothy second? Timothy pro. He says, boy, fight. Are you listening to me? Fight for your ministry. Jesus changed the world in 3.5 years. Many things can happen in a year. Many things can happen. Many things can happen in a month. But we've got to fight. We have to fight. You have an important purpose. There's a lot you are going to do. There's a lot you are going to do. See, God needs you. Your family needs you. And you are not going to disappoint them. Amen. You're not going to waste the better part of your years. Amen. You won't lose by default. Fight. Why sit here till we die? Fight the good fight of faith. I don't know how else to preach it than to say fight. There are people waiting on you. Play for me as I close. Fight. Show up every day. I remember one of my mentors told me, he said, you know the secret. We're talking about, it was not even a church stuff. I'm talking about accelerator and some stuff. VC, startups generally. And I was like, you're building something nice. You're doing something nice. So I asked him, I said, how did you do it? Because he's a multi-millionaire. And he's a millionaire in dollars, I know. And he said, there's really nothing to say than just fight. I said, what do you mean fight? He said, there are times in the journey where it's not just going to be rosy, but show up. Show up. Show up. I feel like it, I show up. I don't feel like it, I show up. Oh, pastor, but I've not prayed for like 4 days. Show up. Show up in your cell meetings. Show up in your unit meetings. Show up. Show up. Show up in services. Let the devil know. This is not going to be easy for you. I'm not part of those people that just give you If you come for me, you had better know you have to put up your best. I want it that when I'm being discussed in the kingdom of darkness, you say, this guy is stubborn. I don't want them to give me to the easiest demon. Come using me for internship. Say, oh, okay, you are just learning work as a demon. Pick up that guy. There is nothing much you will do. What's he going to do? Before you know it now, you cry at night. Say, hey. What's he going to do? He's like a kitten. Meow. You afraid of kittens? What's the kitten gonna do? Meow, meow, meow. Give it a kick. What's it gonna do? Meow. Nothing. What are you gonna do? Like some Chelsea players. There's someone coming in. What's he gonna do? His name is Kitten. I'll be Kitten. Meow. So soft, so gentle. He's not gonna score. Hallelujah. I just have to get that in. And there are Christians, the devil look at that and say, what's he going to do? Watch. If I can't tell you, I'll start crying. 1, 2, 3, there you go. The devil has not everything. Everything just... Fight! Be stubborn. Be resolute. Stand. Stay. Resist. Your ministry is worth fighting for. Is worth fighting for. Are you with me? Come back. Stay. Come back tomorrow. Show up again. Catch that bird. You're not finished yet. Catch that bird. Seize that day. Seize the opportunity. That one disciple that appears like it's slipping off your hands. Cage that bird. You know, it's God that works on the earth. At a minimum. Amen. It's God that works on the earth. And me too. Even God will say, assistant Holy Ghost, you are working over time. You're not going anywhere. Are you with me? A word of encouragement, prayer, giving. But you see, that soul is worth fighting for. Are you listening to me? Say, what's he gonna do? The next thing, I will not come to church. Watch. On affiliation internship. They know you will not go on your knees. They know the next thing is I want to just run away. I want to draw the curtains on this one. Next thing is, you're already thinking of your spouse. What's life going to be without him? After all, I'm not the first person to do it. Fight. You have to have a fighting spirit. If you don't have it, ask for it. Work it out. Stay strong. Stay a fighter. You're not going to be bullied around. Let everybody know that. Hear me, darkness. I'm not part of you bully around. No. I'm a fighter. The psalmist says, by my God. In 1 Samuel, he said, by my God, I run through a troop. A troop is a gathering of armies. Imagine a gathering of army of the enemy. He said, by my God, I will run through a troop. By my God, I will leap over a wall. It was said of David, he never lost a fight. Not one. Even if you are pranking him with a fight, he won't lose. Are you a fighter? Are you a fighter? Or you say, God's will be done. Cobra, at you. God, what are you going to do? God, help me, God. Kill the cobra. Amen. Roast the cobra. What's that song? He said, jugular. Take it by the jugular. Kill Goliath. Don't say, God, what do you want us to do about Goliath? God, what will you have us say about Goliath? Goliath has to go. If he does not want to go, why did he come in front of me? Why did you stay in front of me? The day the ark enters Dagon's house, Dagon will fall. There's no other choice. There's no other choice. Because I have to win. He leads me to battle. He teaches my hand to war. I don't give up. I don't let go. I stay locked in every area. In my ministry. I'm fruitful. I'm fruitful. I'm fighting for my family. We win. In my health, I'm winning. Every part of me, every part of my life, I don't lose. I fight. I fight. I fight in prayer. I fight with my confession. I lay hold. We're going to get there. Paul says, fight a good fight and say, lay hold on eternal life. I'm going to get all of that. I declare I'm not a loser. I'm not a loser. We will fight. Amen. We what? We will fight and we will win. Amen. Amen. Are you ready to fight? Come on, talk to the Lord. He leads me to war.